Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business is a recipe. It's like baking a cake. You've got to have an idea. You've got to have a recipe. You have to mix the ingredients together. You have to bake the cake. And then you have to take the cake out of the oven and see if your recipe and your mixture and your time when you really, did you know what you were doing? Did the cake turn out well? Well, is business any different? The one difference in business, even though there's a recipe that you have established for yourself in your own way, is what's the one thing that really hurts business? Are there many things that hurt business? But what's the difference between someone who is very successful and someone who really struggles, who just is making a living, they haven't hit the big time, they're not doing the numbers they should? Well, it's fear. Fear holds them back. They were afraid. There are people that are afraid to go into business because they want to play it safe. They just want a job. There are people in business that won't hire that extra person because they're afraid. They won't do that marketing campaign because they're afraid. And you know what they're most afraid of? They're most afraid of criticism. CEOs find that it's most helpful when they surround themselves with people who are smarter than they are, know more than they do, and are willing to have a conversation with that CEO, and that conversation may be critical. They may have things to say that the CEO doesn't want to hear. Now, I'm not talking about people who will do things to hurt the business or hurt another person. I'm talking about a collaborative effort that people are working together. Somebody is the boss, but the people around them are also helping them form their ideas and their understanding of what needs to be done. If you are afraid of everything, if you are afraid of the economy, if you are afraid that you aren't going to close a deal, if you're afraid that one of your key people is going to leave, what are you going to do if any of those things happen, and more? But if you can't take criticism from your key people, if you can't have a conversation about how to improve your management style, if you can't have a conversation of what's best for the business, you will not get the success that you deserve. And that's how people who run very successful businesses that have grown is they grow with the business. They started a business without an idea, but they're not the same person that started the business. They've grown in understanding. They've grown in knowledge. They've done that by listening, by watching, by making mistakes, not being afraid to make mistakes as long as they're not making the big mistake. And when you take that attitude that I'm going to be just a bit aggressive, that I'm not going to be afraid, I'm going to challenge people to be the best they can be, and what does that mean? Then I have to be the best that I can be as the CEO, president, or business owner. You can't stop learning. You can't stop changing. You can't stop understanding how to do things in today's world. 20, 30, 40 years ago, you could do the same thing day in and day out, and you became successful. Today, we're in such a fast-paced business. There are a lot of young people coming up that will want to be in business and take your business away from you. You're competing with them. You're competing with their ideas. You're competing with their energy. You're competing with their ability to understand. You're competing with their education. You're competing all the way around every single day. Business is nothing but a competition. And if you understand that competition, if you understand that you will not make perfect decisions, if you understand that you will be willing to correct your course in business, to correct your thinking, to correct what you're doing in business, you will be successful. And why would you not want to be? You know, we're taught and we learn as children that we absolutely have limitations. We're told, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. And when we grow up, we sometimes use that conversation that we had as a younger person and that criticism that we had as a younger person to put us in a little box and keep us in that box and keep us in limitations as to what we can do. In this world, in this country, the United States of America, yes, there are, of course, limitations. But if you use your brain power, if you understand, if you use everything that's available to you, if you understand the competition, if you understand people, if you understand what you're going to do, how to get it done, continually change, you will find that you will succeed. So it always comes down to you, the CEO, president, or business owner. What do you want? Do you want success, or do you want to play it safe? Now, I'm not suggesting, and I've said this so many times, I'm not suggesting you bet the farm. I'm not suggesting you bet everything. But I'm suggesting you understand. You build a culture inside of your business that people are not afraid to come to you. They're not afraid to talk to you. They're not afraid to tell you what they're thinking. They're not afraid to approach you and say, you know, I don't think we're doing this in the right way. I think you need to change some of your thinking. And they know that you're going to listen to them. You're going to evaluate what they have to say. You're going to decide whether that's appropriate. And if it is, you are going to take action. And when you do that, and when you rely on your people and you encourage them to think and come up with ideas that you're absolutely going to use, not that you're going to be able to use every idea, they'll create more thinking. They'll create more ideas. They'll be more interested in the business. So collaboration, talking, criticizing in the proper way is one of the pathways to success. There are many pathways to success, but it's just an absolute vital part of business that you will listen to people, that you'll encourage them to be part of your business, be part of your management, be part of the success. And they will absolutely love coming to work every single day. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. To continue the conversation on my website, go to talkbusinesswithhoward.com, connect on LinkedIn. Till the next time, I know you will be in action and be as successful as you can possibly be.